98.1 KZE. It's Adam here with you're a multi-hyphenate at this point.
Dad, thank you.
Thank you. Is that the right thing? No. Is that a compliment? I think it is. But I want to say it correctly. So, Elizabeth A. Davis, are you a singer actor, or are you an actor singer, or is there another even way you like to be introduced?
Yeah. I say I'm an actor who sings, but I was told by someone recently, no, you're a singer who acts. And then someone was like, do you write? And I was, you play the violin first? Or I am a person in the world who tells stories, Adam.
Okay. I like that. That's true. And right. Why make this distinctions? It's all about performing in the arts.
It is. I see it like this. I like to sit at all of the seats of the creative table because I like to know what the person across the way is doing because it informs how I do what I do. So I like to sit in all the seats. That's what multi-hyphenate means to me.
You put some thought into it, and I appreciate you for that. And your film that you star in, along with Michael O'Keefe, who we know, and a great cast, including S. Apitha Murkerson. And
Will Chase.
Of course, the great Will Chase. We had sold out is even an understatement, screening at the Colony, Woodstock, on Wednesday evening. And I did a Q&A with you guys after the screening and before you guys did a performance with the filmmaker, Don Scardino.
Don Scardino and our writer Dana Williams and Gina Leonetti, one of our producers, and Matt Bennett. And my legs are still sore from standing. Like right now, my calves are like, what were you doing? I was like, I had to stand to watch the film. I couldn't, you know.
It was standing room only.
Standing room only. So, you know, my calves are telling the true story.
Were you getting standing room only when you were doing Once on?
On the Great Broadway?
Were you on Broadway with Once?
Yeah, that was I did that way back in the day, but that was the first piece that I did where I was like, oh, I think the fiddle and the singing and the acting go together. And so that was like the aesthetic permission to start creating it. And so I actually wrote a musical because I was like, oh, I get to be myself. Oh, wow. And then Don was a part of that. And then so it really does kind of start with the impetus of Once the Musical giving me permission to be the wacko that I am.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure how much of a wacko you are. You're a very, very pleasant person, in fact. And I remember when I walked into Colony, and the film was already screening, and I was walking by, caught your eye, and I don't know what I said, but I was like, oh, by the way, I'm doing your Q&A. And it went really well. It was a lot of fun for me. So the screen took place. So sorry that people coming to the festival won't be able to see it here, but you do have other festivals coming up. So I want you to have at least an opportunity to plug an upcoming screening at another festival. Somebody out there is listening on our stream. They can maybe go to this festival.
Sure. They can go to the Utopia Film Festival, October 18th and 19th, outside of D.C., and they can catch the film two times there. Also, we have some songs available on all platforms. A Break in the Rain: Songs We Couldn't Afford. We recorded a lot of the music before the film, but we had to cut a variety of songs just because of licensing, and suddenly they didn't work in the film necessarily. But we do have them available for folks if they want to hear our bands, just get a vibe of like what we're doing with the music and how nourishing the music can be. So folks can find Elizabeth A. Davis on all platforms.
It was such a delight to meet you. This is me with Elizabeth A. Davis at the 26th Woodstock Film Festival, live from the Filmmaker Lounge in the heart of Woodstock, New York, 98.1 KZE.